Well, good morning, everybody. Jumping right in this morning with a very special guest joining us for just a couple of minutes, a fellow Wisconsinite who left the area in 1969, a wee few years ago, and pursued a career in entertainment and Hollywood. David Steinberg is joining us this morning by phone. Good morning, David.
Good morning. This is my old alma mater. I graduated from Wisconsin.
It's terrific to have you here. And we're just a hop, skip, and a jump from Madison. So it is always fun to talk with people who have their roots here. People may not necessarily recognize your name, but you have made it. I don't know how you feel about it. It appears to me you've made it pretty big in the entertainment industry there, joining a lot of PR firms early on, and most recently being an agent for some very well-known entertainers, including the likes of Billy Crystal and the late Robin Williams.
Yes, I've been fortunate enough to spend my life being entertained and involved with the funniest people, I think, in the world. I've had a great time, a great run, and life's been a lark. I'm a happy camper.
It has to be great being around that level of talent all the time and working with them. Yeah. Of course, we tragically lost Robin Williams. No one knows that more painfully probably than you, as someone who is pretty close to him. There is a sort of a new revival, however, of all the joy that Robin Williams brought to the entire globe in some DVDs that are coming out, and I understand you have a role in that.
It's something we put together with Time Life, and the experience of putting it together was kind of like getting to relive my life, as sad as it was in the beginning. It really became a joyful experience because, the memories are so great. And how often do you get to go through your life a second time, all the joyful parts? I'm a pretty lucky man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty lucky man. Robin and I laughed all over the world, and we tried to bring as much of that to the DVD sets as possible. Those television specials that we did around the country were pretty great. The trips we have on there as well to Afghanistan, entertaining the troops, which I think was probably the happiest time of Robin's life, in Afghanistan and that whole part of the world that we were. It was Iraq. They're covered in joy, all of those experiences, and it's as close to being there as you can be. I hope people love them because we loved doing them.
Well, I don't know how anyone that watches anything Robin ever did really could not fall in love with it. And that would include, series of DVDs, David, focuses largely on the funny side of Robin Williams, but all of the work that he did as an actor in some pretty serious roles as well. I mean, his life seemed to be so perfect to most of us out here, and I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times, but as someone that knew Robin well and worked with him, pretty much every day, were the what we now know to be obviously these down times, these sad times, these tough times that he went through. Was that apparent to you?
Well, my job was to orchestrate Robin's professional life, which I did, and make sure that he had a safe place where he could experience what he did for a living and clear the decks for his comedy. And that's what we did. I'm not a doctor. Did I notice that Robin was having some difficulties? Of course. Mm-hmm. But that was the Parkinson's that was, taking some of the dexterity away from Robin's life, taking some of the freedoms away from him. But, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what was actually going on. And I know what was going on in his funny life, and I don't want to speculate about what was going on the other side of it. That's sure. not why we did this.
Well, and I can appreciate that, but I think it's just, you know, so many of us in America were just so shocked that somebody that spread that much joy to other people. I think to a degree, David, we all feel a little bit guilty. We would have loved to push more love back in Robin's direction if we thought that might have helped. It's one of those things you don't take a guy like Robin Williams who gives you so much joy and laughter and can seemingly just do it at the drop of a hat and not feel that sense of loss as I know all of us did when he left us. The DVDs will bring out a lot of that and some good memories. And as I understand it, there are kind of a number of different ways that this has been packaged up for people. Is that right?
Well, we have some of our trips to overseas to entertain the troops, which have never been seen before because we didn't allow any of that to be televised.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of our specials that we did around the country, which are really good. And I say that knowing that I was involved in them, so I'm patting myself on the back. And it's fun to see all these different guest appearances on talk shows throughout the years, and you'll get to see that real genius head of his operate because all of those were spontaneous moments on those shows.
Yeah.
They weren't written down. So you get a chance to really experience Robin in so many different areas, and well worth it. Well worth it. It's really a trip down a happy memory lane.
Well, I'm sure people will enjoy it. When you were working with Robin and trying to, you know, manage his career, so to speak, I have to believe that at one point you must have almost had to pull your hair out trying to figure out which deals to take and which ones to set aside. He had to be in such high demand.
Well, he was, and everybody wanted him for everything. And what Robin always looked for, wanted to be sure that there was a character for him to play. First, he had to like the story. He had to like what the script was and see that there was a character that he could latch onto and maybe make more interesting. But he had to see that there was something real for him to play and not just the silliness. Funny he could do on the stage by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Acting had to be about something and had to be a character worth doing. So the quality of the project director was always very involved, very important to what Robin did. And so the decisions kind of narrowed themselves down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that shows in the work that he did throughout his life. David, I know I got to send you off here. I appreciate you taking the time to kind of just fill us in. I have the sheet here on all the details, and we will give folks that as far as the DVD collections go. They were, I know, originally released through Time Life. They're now available where?
We're available at Walmart and at different retail locations around. And when we first did them, and wanted to sell them retail, I remember they were a little too adventurous or blue for Walmart's audience. But like everything, you know, the world's opened up to new things, and Walmart's opened up to Robin Williams, so that's great.
All right, makes it easy for most folks to get their hands on a set of these. David Steinberg, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you. This was fun.
It's good to relive some memories of Robin Williams. Take care.